All right, welcome to another episode of the Mellow Podcast. We are doing this week DC Teams Unmasked, and we are doing the team of the Legion of Superheroes, which I guess is like a young future squad or something like that. I feel like I've heard of them, but I haven't like heard of them, if you know what I mean. But let's go. The Legion of Superheroes is a fictional superhero team in DC Comics, known for its futuristic setting and a diverse roster of young heroes from different planets and species. The Legion operates in the 30th and 31st centuries, working together to protect the United Planets from various threats. Here's an overview of Legion of Heroes. They first appeared in Adventure Comics number 247 in 1958. They were created by writer Otto Binder and artist Al Palestino. The team's concept revolves around a group of superpowered teenagers from different planets who unite to combat cosmic threats. Legion has a huge rotating roster, with each member hailing from a different planet or having unique abilities. Founding members include Cosmic Boy, Lightning Lad, Saturn Girl. Over time, the team expanded to include characters like Brainiac 5, Colossal Boy, Phantom Girl, and more. The Legion's primary mission is to safeguard the United Planets, a vast interstellar alliance, from a wider range of threats. These threats can include supervillains, alien invaders, cosmic disasters. They are often called upon to address challenges that go beyond the capabilities of local planetary authorities. Inspirational ideals portray a beacon of hope and inspiration, representing unity and cooperation among different species and planets. The team embodies the idea that diversity and collaboration can overcome even the most formidable challenges. Legion is closely associated with time travel, as they are often visited by heroes from the past, including Superboy, and occasionally time travel to different points in time. A team's interactions with the past and future contribute to the complexity of their storyline. The headquarters is often depicted as a vast complex on Earth called the Legion Clubhouse, or Legion HQ, in the 30th century. They have a significant impact on DC Comics and popular culture, and has been the subject of various comic series, reboots, adaptations, and other media. The Legion stories often explores themes of heroism, identity, and the consequences of actions across time. The team has undergone multiple reboots and iterations over the years, but its core concept of a team of young heroes from the future remains a distinctive and enduring part of the DC universe. I know that was corny. Sorry. Again, I've heard of them. Like, I haven't really like gone like in depth. I know they had a cartoon series back in the day. Well, I don't. Maybe it was probably wasn't even back then. It's probably like a few years ago or something like that. Damn, they have a lot of yeah. They're even part of the whole the game DC Universe Online, which is a sleeper game, by the way. Just saying. The Legion is an interactive team of superpower teenagers and young adults active in the 30th and 31st century. Inspired by the legend of Superboy, they were founded by Cosmic Boy, Lightning Lad, Saturn Girl. Under the funding of an eccentric millionaire, they had saved named RJ Brain. This cast expands to include dozens of members with diverse array of powers and personalities. There have been several versions of the team in main continuity because of the constantly changing nature of the future, including the Robot Legion and the Prime Legion. The Legion of Heroes were created by Otto Binder. Al Palestino, which I heard, first appeared in Adventure Comics number 247, which is in 1958. Mark Wade, Tom McCraw, and Stuart Einelman engineered a reboot of the team following Zero Hour and Legion of Superheroes Volume 4, number 0, in 1994. There was another reboot of the team by Mark Wade and Barry Kitson, started in Teen Titans / The Legion Special number 1 in 04. Yeah, another reboot came again from Brian Michael Bendis and Ryan Soak, beginning with Superman Volume 5, number 14. They appeared after the previous timeline was erased during Doomsday Clock 2019. So they're fairly recent, I would say. So they've been all over. They started as the 50s, which to me is crazy. In the 50s, bro. That's banana. Just banana. It's crazy. My thing won't load up. Hold on. Sorry. It won't load up. I'll do that. Yep, read that. So Superboy portrayed a group of time travelers. And Legion's origin story and backstory were fleshed out, and the group was given its own monthly comic. Eventually, Superboy was removed from the team altogether and appeared only as an occasional guest star. The team has undergone major reboots. Ugh, I feel like I can't say reboot. Yeah, whatever. Zero Hour, and then Brian Michael Bendis. Why can I not say his name? Ugh. Jeebus. So, let's see. I could read the 1958 squad. I just don't want to feel like I'm making this shorter compared to the Marvel one I did the other day was. Because that's what I'm feeling like I'm making it a lot shorter than I should. Let's try to do some of the more recent stuff. How about that? Post-Infinite Crisis, 2007 to 2011. The Lightning Saga crossover, Justice League of America Volume 2, number 8 through 10. And Justice Society of America Volume 3, 5 through 6. Featured the return of the original version of Starboy, now called Starman, Dream Girl, Wildfire, Karate Kid, Timber Wolf, Sensor Girl, Dawnstar, and Brainiac 5. Though several differences between the original and Lightning Saga Legion exist, Geoff Johns stated that this incarnation of the Legion shares the same history as the original Legion, up to the events of Crisis on Infinite Earths, with Clark Kent having joined the team as a teenage Superboy prior to the start of his career as Superman. This version of Legion next appeared in the Superman and the Legion of Superheroes storyline in Action Comics number 858 to 863. In the year 3008, the Earth's sun had turned red and several failed Legion applicants were born on Earth, have banded together to form the Justice League of Earth under the leadership of Earthman. After he claims that Superman was a human who gained his powers from Mother Earth, Earthman uses the claim to have Earth secede from the United Planets and ban all aliens from Earth. Resulting in several Legionnaires going underground. With the help of Superman, the Legion eventually restored the sun to its normal state and defeats Earthman and the Justice League of Earth just as the United Planets is about to attack the Earth. Ooh, quick save. This version of the Legion next appeared in 08 Final Crisis, Legion of Three Worlds, limited series written by Johns and drawn by George Perez. The miniseries featured the post-Infinite Crisis Legion and Superman team up with the reboot and three boot incarnations of the Legion to fight Superboy Prime, the Legion of Supervillains, and the Time Chopper. It was revealed in the miniseries that the reboot Legion came from Earth 247, a meta-fictional homage to the Legion's first appearance in Retro Comics 247, which was destroyed in Infinite Crisis, and the three boot Legion came from the reconstructed Earth Prime. John stated that the intent of the miniseries was to validate the existence of all three versions of the team, while simultaneously restoring the pre-Crisis Legion's continuity. The incorporation of the three teams into mainstream DC continuity was shown in Action Comics number 864 in June of 2008. In the story, Batman recounts the Justice League of America and Justice Society of America's battle alongside the original Legion to defeat Mordor. The reboot team's assistance in destroying a Sun Eater in the 20th century, and his own recent encounter with the Three Boot Team. This version of the Legion was featured in the second Adventure Comics series from September 09 to October 2011, with the feature focusing on the Legion Academy from April 2011 onwards. This Legion played a part in the Superman Last Stand of New Krypton storyline in 2010, where the ongoing continual events of the Lightning Saga concluded in its entirety. A new Legion of Superheroes ongoing series was published from May 2010 to August 2011, written by Paul Levitz and drawn by Yeldire Senar, featuring the reboot version of the team. The New 52, 2011 and 2015. Legion of Superheroes was relaunched in September 2011 with issue number 1. Simultaneously, DC Comics canceled Adventure Comics and replaced it with a new volume of Legion Lost. While Legion of Superheroes continued the adventures of the team from that title's previous volume, Legion Lost featured Wildfire, Dawnstar, Timberwolf, Tyrock, Telus, Gates, and Chameleon Girl. The Legion Lost characters are stranded on 21st century Earth during a mission to save the future, and they are forced to remain there after contracting a pathogen, that could destroy the 31st century if they returned. The Legion Lost series ended with the Time Lost Legionnaires still stranded in the 21st century. That's annoying. This era of the Legion's publication concluded with issue number 23 in August of 2023. With the title's cancellation, in the final issue, the United Planets disbanded the Legion at the cataclysmic battle with the Fatal Five, and the individual Legionnaires retired to their homeworlds of all the Science Police. The entire Legion was remobilized to battle Infinitus in the 6-issue Infinitus Saga in Justice League United, written by Jeff Lemire, December 14 to May 15. The Infinitus Saga also featured Brainiac 5 as the leader, the return of the Legion Lost Team to active Legion status, and the inclusion of a number of Legionnaires from other continuities in the Legion's active ranks. Legionnaires 2019. Legion of Superheroes 2019. A new Legion of Superheroes series from the writer by Michael Bendis and artist Ryan Sook was announced by DC Comics in June of 2019. A prelude two-part series entitled Legion of Superheroes Millennium was released in September and October, with the ongoing series debuting in 2019 of November. The series ended in January 2021 with only 12 issues. Ooh, I should have grabbed a drink before I started reading all this stuff. Alternate versions of the Legion of Superheroes have appeared in various DC Comics. The Legion of Superheroes appeared in a single panel in the Kingdom Come miniseries, which takes place on Earth 22 in the DC Multiverse. This version of the team appears again briefly in the closing pages of the story arc detailing the Earth 22 Superman sojourn with the Justice Society of America in the 21st century of Zero. In the DC/Marvel combined Amalgam Universe, a merged version of the Legion, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, and characters from Marvel's 2099 reality appeared in the title Spider-Boy Team-Up No. 1 as the Legion of Galactic Guardians 2099. Interesting. An alternate version of the Legion appeared in Legionnaires Annual No. 1 in 1994. The annual, which was part of the 94 Elseworlds Annuals event, featured a version of the Legion based on King Arthur's court. Legion of Superheroes Annual No. 7, part of the 96 Legends of Dead Earth event, showed Wildfire as the last survivor of the original Legion, forming a new team. The DC 1 Million event, which featured characters based on the 853rd century, features 26 teams called the Justice Legion. Justice Legion, L, is based on the Legion of Superheroes. Its members devoted to a version of the United Planets that has made a tour of the universe and is headed back toward Earth to replenish its diversity. A Monday, my Brainiac 417, a disembodied intelligence from the merged worlds of Cole and Bugutz, cosmic robot, a metallic being who commands the world of Brawl. The Mon Elves, a superpower collective of miniature beings from the Bond Daxamixer. I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Titan Girl, a living psychic manifestation of the telepath of Titan. Implicit Girl, loosely inspired by Triplicit Girl. She contains the entire planet Karg inside her Bindi-like third eye and can access any Kargite skills, as well as the elemental darkness called the Umbra from Talik No. 8, and the Chameleon, a rebellious fundamentalist from the Chameleon world, which was once known as Dorola. The Justice Legion includes secondary members like the Dreamer, the last progenitor of the dead world, Noltor, who has a thought screen in their forehead. The Wild Flame, the comatose remains of the energy, being Wildfire. Interesting. And Chris Ken, the Superboy of the 843rd century, summoned by Brainiac 417 to stop an apocalypse. The story of the Justice Legion L is in turn related to 1,000 years to three youths known as Dav, Vara, and Chek, who exist in a techno-agarian society inside a Tesseract on Earth. When hospitalized for displaying possible delusions, they were empowered by Wildfire to become the Legion of the 863rd century. That was a long thing for the 1 million, right? Legions from several timelines created by the Time Trapper encountered the Reboot Legion to fight each other, which we just kind of read that a little bit. An alternate version of the Legion appeared during the Absolute Power arc of the Superman Batman monthly series. Three members of the Legion of Supervillains, Lightning Lord, Cosmic King, and Saturn Queen, go back in time to change the course of history. They are later joined by Beauty, Blaze, and Echo. And in the alternate timeline, they use members of the Legion of Superheroes who were either brainwashed or converted to their cause as a way to protect their time bubble. Most of the members of this army are based on the original Legion from the 70s. The only three who were not among this army were Cosmic Boy, Lightning Lad, and Saturn Girl. Now, the Elseworlds two-part limited series, Superboy's Legion, featuring an alternate version of the Legion that was formed by Superboy. In the story, the infant Kal-El is stranded in the asteroid belt and remains there in stasis until found in 2987, by R.J. Brand. 1,000 years later, Krypton's destruction. At the age of 14, Kal Brand, also known as Superboy, joins Cosmic Boy and Saturn Girl in forming Superboy's Legion, later known as the Legion of Superheroes. In Static Number 14, part of the Worlds Collide crossover between DC Comics and Milestone Media, the villain Rift combined Metropolis and Dakota, creating a futuristic amalgamation of the two. The combined city was home to a pastiche of the Legion called the Legion of Super Teens. Static, Rocket, and Superboy were transformed into Static Lad, Rocket Gal, and Fabulous Boy. Other unseen members mentioned by name were Adhesive Lad, Burn Rubber, Doughboy Number 3, Fabulous Man, Fanboy, Fat Boy, Foxtrot Lass, Frat Boy, Hoop Man, Itty Bitty Girl, Kite Lad, Kodak Kid, Molehill Girl, Maniac 5, Phenomenal Lass, Procrastination Lad, Seltzer Lad, Sneeze Lad, Sterno Lad, Super Nazi Fighter, and a Very Big Boy. Wow. Superman, Hardware, Icon, Steel, and Transit were also members. This team vanished when Dakota Metropolis was separated. That's weird. In the DC Universe Legacies miniseries, a young Clark Kent is approached by the Legion of Superheroes to join their team and is given a Legion flight ring. However, Legions with multiple points further in the future arrive asking Kent for help, and the fight breaks over which Legion will receive his help first. Kent reboots the multiple Legions, returns the ring noting that it means something special to each Legionnaire, and tells them to come back. They can tell him what that thing is. Ooh. Basically, you're saying this is important, but you're not telling me why it's important, kind of thing. Ooh. They've also appeared in other media such as television, film, video games, and miscellaneous stuff. In television, the pre-crisis incarnation of the Legion of Superheroes appeared in Superman the Animated Series episode New Kids in Town, with Cosmic Boy, Chameleon Boy, and Saturn Girl appearing prominently, while Ultra Boy, Phantom Girl, Dream Girl, Lightning Lad, Lightning Lass, Brainiac 5, Triplet Girl, Bouncing Boy, Kid Quantum, and Andromeda make non-speaking cameo appearances. The Legion of Superheroes also appeared in Justice League Unlimited episode Far From Home, with Bouncing Boy, Brainiac 5, and later Supergirl appearing as prominent members, while Block, Chameleon Boy, Colossal Boy, Cosmic Boy, Lightning Lad, Phantom Girl, Saturn Girl, Shadow Lass, Timberwolf, Ultra Boy, and Wildfire make cameo appearances. The Legion of Superheroes appear on a self-titled series with Bouncing Boy, Brainiac 5, Lightning Lad, Phantom Girl, Saturn Girl, and a young Superman, and Timberwolf appearing as the core team in the first season, while Cosmic Boy, Colossal Boy, Feral Lad, Matter Eater Lad, Triplet Girl, Shrinking Violet, Block, Dream Girl, Element Lad, Starboy, Sun Boy, and Turok make minor reoccurrences or cameo appearances. In the second season, Chameleon Boy and a future clone of Superman called Superman X join the Legion. I slightly remember this show. I never watched it, though. During Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con International 2008, it was announced that Geoff Johns would be writing an episode of Smallville titled Legion, which would introduce the Legion of Superheroes into the series continuity. The Legionnaires included were the founding members, Cosmic Boy, Saturn Girl, and Lightning Lad. During the episode, the three Legionnaires fight the Persuader before helping Clark fight Brainiac. Following this, the Legion take Brainiac back to their time to reprogram him, eventually turning him into Brainiac 5. Huh. Interesting. The Legion of Superheroes appear in the fourth season of Young Justice, with Saturn Girl, Phantom Girl, and Chameleon Boy appearing as prominent members while Brainiac 5 makes a cameo appearance. This version of the group was inspired by Superboy. The Legion of Superheroes were also referred to as simply as the Legion when they appeared in the third season of Supergirl, with Mon-El, Saturn Girl, Brainiac 5, and later Wayne Shot as the prominent members, while other Legionnaires were kept in stasis pods. This version of the group was inspired by Supergirl. I remember seeing that episode. It was like a two-episode kind of thing. In December 2021, it was announced that an adult animated series based on the Legion Swiss was being developed by Brian Michael Bendis for HBO Max. I hope it's still coming out. I mean, it's also been 2 years. So, it will be 2 years next month. Now, going to film. leading superheroes appeared in the LEGO DC Comics Super Heroes Justice League Cosmic Clash, consisting of Cosmic Boy, Lightning Lad, and Saturn Girl. This version of the group hailed from the year 2116, in which Brainiac had conquered Earth and killed most of the Legion. Legion of Superheroes also appeared in Justice League vs. the Fatal Five, with Starboy appearing as a prominent member, while Saturn Girl and Brainiac 5 make minor appearances. And then you also have Legion of Superheroes appear in the self-titled film with Brainiac 5, Bouncing Boy, Arm Fall Off Boy, Invisible Kid, Dawnstar, Chemical King, Triplet Girl, Phantom Girl, Shadow Lass, and Timberwolf, appearing as prominent members, Supergirl as a student of the Legion Academy, and Mon-El as a double agent, secretly working for the Dark Circle. Ooh. Additionally, numerous Legionnaires make minor non-speaking appearances. Now, in the case of video games, they've appeared as character summons in Scribblenauts Unmasked, a DC Comics adventure. I've played Scribblenauts. They also appear in DC Universes via the Long Live the Legion DLC, which I never bought. And then they also appear in Brainiac's ending in Injustice 2, with Brainiac 5 appearing prominently, while Lightning Lad, Saturn Girl, and Cosmic Boy making a non-speaking character. Wait a second. I own the game. What do you mean? Appear in Brainiac. Oh, so you have to... Oh, okay. Okay. Because every time you beat the story, you get a different ending for each character. So I have to do Brainiac's ending to get that. Okay, now I know. I'm going to have to go back and do that. Because I didn't know that. And then lastly, we have Miscellaneous. They've appeared in Justice League Adventures number 28. They've appeared also in Legion of Superheroes in the 31st Century. So I'm not sure what that is. And they appeared in Smallville Season 11, Continuity. I know that was a lot of names. I feel that's more than... Well, that's a lot. That's not more than Justice League in any way, shape, or form. You know, but... Damn, that was a lot of names. I really should have grabbed a thing of water before I even, like, stopped... I mean, started talking. But, yeah. What do y'all think about this Legion of Superheroes thing? I think that's actually pretty cool. Young Future team. Names are crazy, though. Chameleon. A lot of lads and a lot of boys I've read in this whole series. This whole team. Like, I was like, boy, lad, girl, lad, girl, boy, lad. Hey, my lord. My goodness. Jesus. But once again, if y'all like what you heard, y'all like what you see, hear, love, and all that stuff, go check me out on Twitter. Drop me a message, direct message. Any kind of message, doesn't matter. Check me out. Sorry, my bag's itchy. On YouTube. Also, go check me out on twitch.tv/CJ_Mellow22. I've been trying to go back into the Twitch thing for a bit. I've done 2 streams this week so far, so I'm trying to keep it up and stuff. I really don't have a set schedule for that. Okay, maybe I do. I try to do it after like 10 or 11 p.m. Maybe sometime I'll drop in a morning thing while kids are in school and stuff. But y'all know what it is. Y'all like what you hear? Go hit me up. Share, like, subscribe, and all your streaming platforms. I mainly do the Spotify thing because it's hard to connect to the Apple thing sometimes. And I am on Apple. I'm literally on almost every streaming platform you can find. So, y'all know what it is. Always and forever. One love. Peace. Oh, that's a lie. I'm going to pause right there. I need to plug my W Energy. 10% off code for a tub. CJ22. Put that code and get 10% off your tub. Also, check out Merc Clan Gaming. Merc Clan. Get Merc. Merc Clan. What up? Anyways, you go check them out on Twitch as well, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter/X, on Insta, on TikTok. Go check out the team. Go check out the crew. Merc is the official gaming team of W Energy. So again, once again, go check them out. Go see what's all is. Now I'm going to say, always and forever, one love, peace.